This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Steve, he's listening right here in Charlotte, North Carolina. Hi, Steve.
My question is about the Sabbath day. I know in the beginning God created heavens and earth, and he rested on the seventh day. But how does that, relate to us as for today? What day to rest on and what to do on a Sabbath day? Can you just help me out with that and give me some scripture on that?
Yeah, basically what I'm saying is that as a result of the resurrection, the emphasis with respect to the Sabbath shifted to the rest or the celebration of the rest we have through Christ who delivers us from sin and the grave. We see that in Hebrews chapter 4. And so for the emerging Christian church, the most dangerous snare was a failure to recognize that Jesus was the substance that fulfilled the symbol of the Sabbath. So there are certainly, from a biblical perspective, Sabbatarian laws that no longer apply to us today. Because according to the Mosaic law, anyone who does any work on the Sabbath must be put to death. But Paul explains Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. The Sabbatarian laws that were part of the civil and ceremonial context in the Old Testament have been abrogated. But that is not true with respect to the Sabbath as it is fulfilled in Jesus Christ, which is to say, all of the Ten Commandments then have impact for us today. We want to work 6 days and rest the seventh day, and those 7 days collectively remind us not only of God's creative prowess, but the fact that Jesus Christ is the one in whom we have our Sabbath rest, and therefore one day a week we celebrate the rest we have through Christ who saves us from sin, death, and the grave, and ensures the fact that like he rose from the dead, we too will rise immortal, imperishable, incorruptible. So all of the Ten Commandments, therefore, have significance for us today, have not been abrogated. They are what we celebrate. We celebrate, first of all, God's creation, the rest we have in Jesus Christ, and we celebrate the Decalogue because it properly codifies how we are to relate to God as well as how we are to relate in this world.
For more Ask Hank episodes or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.